You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
والسلام عليك يا رسول
الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we got Tasavvur Bhai back in the studio and inshallah Azawajal will be doing istikhara and will be giving out some wazaif as well. If you are doing, you're opening up a new business and you're not sure, you know, if your business is going to be successful, then you can do istikhara and inshallah Azawajal we will try to, you know, tell you if it's good for you or not. But remember, istikhara is not 100% guarantee. You know, obviously you've got to look at other things as well. If you do want an istikhara for a wedding, you know, your children are getting married, you want to know if the partner is going to be good for him or good for her. So inshallah as well, istikhara could be done that for that as well. And also, if there's anyone ill in the family or someone has having any problems, then inshallah as well, istikhara can be done for that as well. We've got a message inshallah. I'll try reading a few messages as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My health, I haven't been well for the past 5 weeks. I have been in good health most of the time, but past 5 weeks I'm not staying well. You know, so if you are staying unwell, you know, bimari, you've got some kind of a problem, then alhamdulillah, even today Amir al-Sunnat, I was listening to a clip of his. And the beautiful wazifa that we can read is Ya Salamu. 111 times Ya Salamu. Read that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Then do blow on your hands and then take you all over the body. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you Shifa'i Kamila. So, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, that's something that we can start doing. And that's something that if anyone is suffering from any sorts of illness, any sorts of diseases, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that will help you as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Someone sent in a message, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Nazr-e-Bad. Please, can you just remind us what wazifa we need to read? Okay, so inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Remember, if it's Nazr-e-Bad, that's evil eye. It's not black magic or anything. It's evil eye. And sometimes people do get evil eye. You know, for example, you got a beautiful child and, you know, he's saying, oh, my son is very beautiful, my son is very clever, my daughter is this. You know, Amir al-Sunnah, he says that you should try to say, MashaAllah. Yeah? We praise them, but say, MashaAllah. Then your own evil eye, you know, inshallah, will not pass on to them as well. But if you did have istikhara done and it was evil eye, then recite, La ilaha illallah 60 times. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah 60 times blown to the person, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will give him shifa'i kamila, inshallah azza wa jal.
Ashab, the first istikhara message that you sent, the istikhara is coming back as a sign of illness. There's no interference of any type, no evil eye or anything like that. So it's coming back as a sign of illness. Ya salamu, the wazifa alhamdulillah that you've given 111 times, they can do that or they can continuously recite Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, inshallah, in abundance.
Inshallah.
Which is before and after. The second message that you sent, there's a code word for that. The code word was Murshid. And there was two names that they wanted istikhara doing for. Both istikharas have come back clear. So there's no interference of any type, no evil eye or anything like that. No effects of jinnat or anything. No. So both istikharas are clear. What they can do is visit the nearest Tawizati Tariyabastan, get a Tawiz for home. Also, if they recite Ya Sami'u 100 times, Zushif before and after, no fixed time, so any particular time of the day, evening, whenever it's easy for them. But when they do the spiritual cure, when they're doing the wazifa, if they don't talk in between, so they need to recite Ya Sami'u 100 times without speaking in between, Zushif before and after.
MashaAllah.
And they continue this until the purpose is fulfilled, whatever problems that they.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could read for not sleeping? I think you mean that, you know, the person means that they can't get to sleep. You know, I don't think they mean that. Give me something to read. I don't sleep. That's a bit hard, I think. So if I've got a wazifa in front of me, because I was mentioning it to someone else today, I accidentally. So if you're having problems sleeping, you know, you can't get to sleep at night, then recite 11 times La ilaha illallah and perform dhan on yourself. You need blow on yourself. Inshallah, you will fall asleep. So if you can't get to sleep, you know, a lot of times some people, what they have, they've got mobile phone whilst they're in bed and they're watching, they're reading all the messages. Now that light of your mobile phone is going to be on your eyes. That's one of the reasons why you can't get to sleep. But if it is a problem and you weren't using the mobile phone, nothing like that, but you still can't get to sleep, then recite 11 times La ilaha illallah. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will fall asleep. Jeet Sabur bhai.
Ji, the next message regarding the istikhara was code name again, Murshid, but this is a single istikhara that I was mentioning to you. The istikhara has come back as clear. So there's no evil eye, no jinnat effects, etc., no interference of any type. So the istikhara is clear. The spiritual cure for them, before going to bed, whilst they sit on the bed, if they recite Ya Mani'u, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mani'u, Ayn at the end, 20 times with Durood Sharif before and after, until purpose is fulfilled, until the problems go away, inshallah.
Cheek, mashallah. We had a message earlier on, and it wasn't someone asking us regarding any wazaif or any ta'weez, but they were asking for some advice, you know, because of domestic disputes. So I just want to give you, this is my own advice, and the advice will be that, you know, as you know, that, you know, when you clap, you use both hands. Well, you shouldn't be clapping anyway. Like, as they say, Tali, donu haath se bajti hai. You need to make sure that, you know, if there is a problem at home, you know, if you're having a problem with your husband, the wife's having a problem with her husband, the husband's having a problem with the wife, how can you sort that out? Because end of the day, you know, it's your children that are going to be losing out as well. Allah Ta'ala forbid, if it goes to to such an extent that, you know, you live separately, then where are the children going to go? And that's where a lot of the time, you know, it's the children who are the losers, because they don't know who are they going to stay with. And if they're little children, obviously most of the time they will be with the mother, but the father, then they'll go cold cases and they'll spend loads of money, and then, you know, people are making up stories and they'll be, doing so many bad things. MashaAllah, I've heard of people doing ta'weezat, you know, I need some ta'weezat, my husband's not listening to me, give me something that, you know, I can make him move away from his family because they infiltrated him. All these guys, look, we don't do any ta'weezat like that to put hatred in another person's heart. What we need to understand is that, we all live, especially during the lockdown, there's been so many families, so many breakages, and astaghfirullah, so many matters where people have divorced and separated as well. End of the day, what have we achieved? Try to involve family members, but those family members that can talk properly as well. You know, you don't want to involve the brothers or the sister, and they're all hot-headed anyway. So what's going to happen is going to make other things worse as well. I've had a case where someone rang up and they said, the boy's family, you know, they sent in some people, for example, his own parents. And instead of coming and making sure things are getting better, they made things even worse. Why? Because they weren't listening to the girl's family. Ma'azallah, swearing, punch-ups and everything. End of the day, yeah, people will be looking at that. Yeah, your neighbors, you know, your friends, your relatives, they'll all be looking at that, and they'll all be making fun. So make sure that you understand your right as a Muslim and your husband's rights if you are a wife, and your wife's right if you are a husband. That's the main problem. We don't understand each other's rights. And as ma'azallah, maybe it's our culture. It's not Islam, it's our culture. Sometimes we think the wife is just there to take care of the husband, to make the food, to do the cooking, to do the cleaning. That's not what wife is for. You know, she's a human being. She might fall ill as well. And you know, you need to understand her feelings as well. And that is one of the ways that we can get these things back to, you know, back together again.
You mentioned, Abdullah, regarding, I know clapping is not a good example, but when you clap, you need to use both hands.
Jee.
So the person who's listening to the problem, you know, the problem, should listen to both sides, because there's always, you know, it might be one side be more problems than the other, but there's always some effect from both sides which cause the problem. You can't just say it's all from one side.
There's been so many cases where it's been like that, you know, when people just listen to one side of the story and then
So whoever is doing the resolving should listen to both sides and then draw a conclusion rather than just listening to one. Okay, the next message for the istikhara was regarding somebody, whether they should change the firm. Probably I'm thinking it'll be employment. Whether they with one firm, and whether they should stay with them, continue with them, or whether they should do their own setup. Maybe they're thinking of setting up their own business or something. The istikhara indication has come back as better for them to make the change and do something for themselves. A spiritual cure of wazifa, whenever you start something new, ya mani'u, ya mani'u, ya mani'u, 20 times with Rushri before and after, before you start this new permissible subject, whether it's a business or wherever, inshallah, you'll gain success and it'll get completed. So,
and you know, I just want to pick up on the point that you said, it's got to be something permissible.
Permissible,
you know, so how do we know it's going to be permissible? That's where, you know, the ulama ikram, the siyana ikram, Darul Ifta, that's where they come. You need to make sure that, you know, you contact Darul Ifta al-Sunnat, contact your Sunni alim al-Din, your scholar, your Mufti sahab, and inshallah, Azawajal, he'll tell you, most of the time, inshallah, they'll tell you if it's good or bad for you. Now, sometimes we might be thinking that, you know, what I'm doing now is, you know, is right. So we always assume and we always make that decision that, no, whatever I'm doing, that is right. But that might not be the right choice for yourself as well. So make sure you don't want to be doing something and then find out it wasn't jais in Islam, and then to roll back on that. Then sadly what happens is people will go from one place to the other just to get the right fatwa that suits their mind and their business. Even that is wrong as well. So you need to make sure that, please, when you do start up a business, you know, make sure that it's permissible. Is there anything? Open up, tell everything to Mufti sahab. Don't hide things. Yeah, open up to them, tell them everything. Inshallah as well, they'll tell you if that business, inshallah as well, is permissible. Because you don't want to be feeding haram to your children. You know, feeding haram to your children, it's going to have an effect. The after effects will be, you might not see that, but the after effects will, you'll see that they might be rebellious against you, they might be disobedient to you, they might fall ill. All these things can happen. If all these things don't happen, you know, you are still going against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Then the hereafter too.
To answer Allah Ta'ala.
Okay, after the next message, yeah, was regarding the next istikhara, basically regarding some family problems, basically.
Code word Pakistan.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, code word Pakistan. Istikhara come back clear, so there's no evil eye, no interference, you know, magic, etc., or any type of jinnat, asalat, you know, effects or anything like that. So it's clear. The spiritual cure in regards to this, if they recite Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, 1001 times, perform them upon Lahori Nimak, which here in the UK, you can get from the Asian stores, is known as Himalayan salt.
Okay.
It's like a pinky. So you can get it in rock form or you can get it crushed as well. Better to get the crushed Himalayan salt and recite this wazifa 1001 times, Ya Wadudu. Perform them upon that salt. Don't put that salt, you know, low down on the floor, etc. Because it's blessed now. Use it in the house in cooking and as norm, as you use salt in the household. Inshallah, with this, the domestic disputes will fade away. Love, harmony, and affection, inshallah, will
create in the home. Mashallah.
And this is not only for this particular family. You know, viewers of Madini Channel, anybody who are facing problems like this, or they know people who have got your disputes or problems are happening at home, share this inshallah and receive rewards.
MashaAllah. We had a message regarding domestic abuse. Now obviously Tawrbi has done the istikhara and it's come out as you know, nothing there. There's no black magic, no evil eye. But still, you know what's going to happen is maybe the shaitan's going to whisper that, no, no, you know, that's not right. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm going to do istikhara. And then you might be going, you know, elsewhere. And we don't mind that. Obviously, it's, you know, it's up to you. But normally what happens is people will go elsewhere. They'll pay some money. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, if you go to another Dawat Islami, well, he's going to give you the same istikhara result, isn't he, most of the time. But if you go elsewhere, they might be asking you for some deposit or for some, you know, you might go and see some peer. If peers, you go peer sahab. And why I do so, I call them peers, you go peer sahab, is because all they want is money for every istikhara and every wazifa they're doing. And once you get into that trap, sadly, a lot of people do fall into their traps and they financially, you know, they get broken financially. And then, you know, things, instead of getting better, they'll get worse. Obviously, they will, because they're not doing it for that same cause. So please make sure that whenever you know, you do find an istikhara, then, you know, sometimes try to accept that. Yeah, don't go around and say, no, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it from so and so. Wherever you go, it's up to you. But, you know, it's just a piece of advice. And then sometimes, you know, when you have the domestic problems at home, wife and husband issues, sometimes what happens is the third people are involved in that. And all they'll do is just make you fight with each other. And, you know, they'll take that's their passion. You know, they'll be laughing in the background and you'll be, you know, destroying your own house. And I've seen it, you know, with my own eyes as well. You know, happy running family. And then, you know, they put so many doubts in each other's minds. You know, your wife's talking about you like this. Your husband's talking about you behind your back. And then end of the day, what happens is, you know, the fights erupt in the house. A few months, a few years down the line, the whole house is destroyed. So please make sure that you do look at yourself in that and make a good judgment before you do anything else.
Okay, next istikhara, Hafsa, the reply or the indication of the istikhara has come back as clear. I think the person was suffering from anxiety and depression, etc. Yes. So a spiritual cure in regards to this, if they recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, 60 times, durushi before and after, perform them upon some water and consume that. So whenever they're drinking water, there's no fixed amount of time. In fact, I'd recommend that whenever they drink water, if they can read this small wazifa, the spiritual cure, and perform them upon that water, inshallah they'll benefit. There's going to be no side effects or no loss in doing this. Inshallah, they'll benefit. The next message for istikhara regarding driving test. Somebody keeps failing. The istikhara, the indication that we're getting in the istikhara is of bhakti azmaish, any test from Allah. So there's no hurdle that somebody set for them. There's no interference of any sort. And you know, it's a test from Allah. So don't give up. Keep trying. And also the spiritual cure for yourself, if once a day, no fixed time, Ya Sami'u, 100 times, Durushi before and after, don't talk during, and keep doing this until you succeed, inshallah. And inshallah, you will succeed soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Very mujarrab amal this is as well, alhamdulillah. The next istikhara message, Aftab, was somebody who has been ill for quite a while now. The istikhara has been performed, indication is of illness. So there's no interference, no jinnat, shayat, or anything like that. The indication is coming back of illness. So for them, if they can get somebody to write this, or they can even write it themselves, piece of paper, Ya Ghafuru.
Ya Ghafuru.
Ya Ghafuru. Ya Ghafuru. Just three times. Write Ya Ghafuru on a piece of paper, three times, fold it up, plastic coat it, make it into an amulet, make it into a taweez, and tie it either around the arm or around the neck, inshallah, if Allah wills, they will be cured.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Please do istikhara for jinn. Okay, so maybe someone is... The thing is, you know, we always assume that, you know, it is a jinn. It might not be a jinn. You know, sometimes what happens is, it might be, you know, a person, you know, hallucinating, or they hear voices, all that thing. It's not always a jinn as well. And then if you do go to a Babaji, and you know, the Babaji in a sense, he does an act upon the Sharia, the no salah at all, he's definitely going to say to you, it's a jinn. And he's going to play about with you, charge you a lot of money, because that's how their businesses work. So please do take care of yourself regarding that as well. Please, can we do istikhara for my cousin sister? She always feels depressed and crying. Okay. Please also, could you do dua, inshallah, azawajal. I also faint numerous times and doctors don't know what is wrong with me. Please, could you do dua for my court case too? I was assaulted as a child and I just need your duas, inshallah, azawajal. Salam, can you please give me a wazifa to get a success in my job and reach my targets? Jazakallah, from Cape Town, South Africa. Okay, inshallah, azawajal.
Okay, there's... So somebody sent a message. I think it's a mother for her child.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's struggling with the driving lessons, etc. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for her son. The istikhara has been performed, so there's no interference, no problems whatsoever. The istikhara is clear.
Okay.
And then they want in a spiritual cure or a revive as well. This particular spiritual cure, if they before they start reciting it, if they read the rishi once before, once after, and simply Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 786 times. And they need to do this for 7 continuous days, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Allah Ta'ala give them success, Amen. Not only in this world, but also in the hereafter.
Ameen, mashallah. We have a message regarding someone who sent in a message regarding their son. Doesn't listen. I'm fed up really from 14 years. I'm still trying good for him to listen everything, but still he is same. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah. Azul, make your son obedient to yourself. And sadly, you know, it's a very, very common problem that we are having in our society where children are growing up, they're teenagers, but they don't listen to their parents. So one of the reasons that we found out, or, you know, a bit of a research regarding the through the madrasa as well, is lack of parenting at home as well. You know, if your son is playing non-stop on the computer games, you know, and he's about 14, 15, now when you go and tell him not to play the games, it's going to be really difficult. So we're not saying don't let them play any games, but put a time to that. So inshallah as well. But when you get to teenage years, 12 and above, and you know you haven't told them before that, then I'm sorry, it's going to be very, very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult. So you need to make sure that you understand that as well.
Those who are struggling to find a job, inshallah, if you adapt to this particular spiritual cure, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and make you successful in finding a job. It says, at least once every day, recite Ya Maliku.
Yeah.
Ya Maliku, 90 times, Durood Sharif before and after. So there's no fixed time, but you need to do it at least once every day until you gain success, until you find a job, inshallah.
Okay, mashallah.
Ya Maliku, 90 times, Durood Sharif once before, once after.
Mashallah. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah. Can you please do istikhara for my cousin? He's finding it difficult in finding a proposal, and when he does, it breaks off. Is there any asarat or amliyat? Also, please give a wazifa if possible. Inshallah, Azawajal. We'll try to give you a wazifa for that as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for me because I would like to start a clothing business. So, will it be successful? And please do not mention my name.
The next message that you sent me, this is... Sadly, but unfortunately, disputes again.
Jeez.
This seems to be like a common thing, unfortunately. The istihara has come back clear. Indication is clear. There's no interference of any type. A lot of people expect replies of magic, or, you know, they're wanting that reply. And if they're not, like you mentioned earlier, you were talking that if they don't get that reply, it's like they're already expecting you to say that so and so is doing magic on you.
Jee.
And when you don't give them that reply, they say, oh, this is no good. Let's, you know, seek the reply from someone else. But we don't have any personal gains. You know, istihara, you know, it's not, you know, it's zanni indication. Obviously, the true matter, Allah knows best. But we don't have any gains in you know, saying
we
that.
We don't get any bonuses,
wrong.
You
there's
mean?
There's no bonuses in saying that, you know, it's clear, etc. But people, unfortunately, because of this sort of mindset, they get trapped into places or people who take the financial gains from these people. So you need to be careful. But the indication in the istikhara is coming back clear. Maybe it's not the reply that you were expecting, but it is clear. It will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, that if you recite Surah Fatiha with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as we read in Namaz, Surah Fatiha. So recite Surah Fatiha with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time for 1111 times. You don't need to do this once, but recite 1111 times Surah Fatiha with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time. Perform dhamm upon some water and then give that water to drink.
Does it have to be one person, or a lot of people can't read that wazifa?
Can be. It's better if one person
one
does.
Person reads and the tea.
Because remember that when we were talking about reading, pronunciation.
That's important as well, isn't it?
So it's not necessary that everybody's pronunciation will be. And then you know when we see big figures as well.
Yeah.
We want to rush.
Yeah.
And that's when, even if somebody's pronunciation is correct, but because of that rushing,
the case is that the person who's asked, maybe his tajweed isn't right, or her tajweed.
But they can get it done from someone else. You know, it's not like, it's not fixed that the person who's got the problem has to do it. It can be anybody. Mm-hmm. Next message, Afsab, regarding, I think, marriage. If tahara has been done, no hurdles, no blockage or anything, stoppages of any sort. No interference of any sort. Istikhara indication is coming back as clear. A spiritual cure in regards to this, it mentions that after Salatul Fajr, you know, the person who's wanting to get married, after Salatul Fajr, if they recite the following spiritual cure 312 times, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram 312 times after Salatul Fajr, raise your hands and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, not only will you get married soon, but Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the husband, if it's a girl, then the husband, or if it's a boy, then the wife will also be pious as well, Inshallah.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please, can you help me? I am trying to become pious. What is the best thing I can read? Okay, I think the best thing is the Quran. MashaAllah, the best thing to read is to offer your salah to become pious. If you are doing that already, then try to recite Durood e Pak as well. There is no limit on piety. You know, no one can say that I'm very pious now, so that's my limit. You know, our limit is, there's no limit to pious, by being pious. Pious, you know, obviously you can never, you know, be pious than the prophets of Allah, the Sahaba Ikram. But try to do good things, and when you do get this thought that I have become pious, remember that is when you have not become pious, because every pious person will always say to himself that I am not pious. Look at the lives of the Awliya Ikram. You know, these used to be pious people, they used to be very, very God-fearing. But whenever they used to address themselves, you know, they would always cry in the fear of Allah. So is there anyone more pious after the prophets than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? But so many riwayats that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry in the fear of Allah. Whenever he used to read the Quran, you know, he used to cry so much. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry in the fear of Allah. You know, that he used to say that if even an animal dies near the river Euphrates, I will be judged on the day of judgment. I will be asked about that. You know, so never ever think to yourself that you are pious. Don't get this in your mind that why are people not kissing my hands? Why they should be standing up for me? You know, I'm very pious. They should be doing this to me. They should be doing nothing, because, you know, the sign of piety is that a person always think himself as the people as better than him.
The next message regarding somebody who I mentioned about doing dua for them as well at the end as well, inshallah. They've been ill for a very long time. Allah Ta'ala grant them complete cure, whether it's through the means of the food that they're eating, whether the water that they're consuming, or whether it's through the medicine. Allah Ta'ala grant them complete cure. A spiritual cure for them. If they can recite themselves, or somebody else can recite the spiritual cure and then perform dhamm upon them, simply Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu 1,000 times, Durushi before and after, and then perform dhamm upon the ailing person, the ill person. So whether they do it themselves or whether somebody else does it for them, 1,000 times Ya Hayyu. Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa through this blessed name. The next istikhara, the one where they sent the mother's name as well. It was regarding the house. I think they wanted to do the istikhara of the house for whatever reason. They wanted the house istikhara. When the house istikhara has been performed, the indication that we're getting in the istikhara is evil eye.
Okay.
In regards to this, I'll give them a spiritual cure. If they write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 786 times on a piece of paper, make it into an amulet, and then hang it into their home, inshallah, Allah will remove the evil eye from their home, and whatever problems inshallah. Or obstacles or illnesses that facing, Allah Ta'ala relieve them from them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give us something to read or some advice as how to make a good, happy family, as this is the most important thing that a person has. It's true, you know, a happy family is what everyone wants. But remember, you know, to have a happy family, there's a lot of ways that we need to change. You know, we were talking about, you know, husband and wife disputes, and we get sadly a lot of messages regarding that as well. One of the best ways is that, you know, one of you has to step down. If one of you doesn't step down, and you both, you know, just standing there, you know, standing your ground, as they say, it's not going to end. So one of you has to step down, you know, let him say whatever he wants, or let her say whatever she wants. Step down, either do wuzu and start reading your nafal namaz. That's the best thing. Ignore it, get out of that situation. That is the best thing. If you sit there, and, you know, if you're having an argument with your wife, and the wife is, you know, not giving up as well, maybe chodri niti, you know, maybe yeah, I'm not gonna go give up. End of the day, it's gonna get worse and worse and worse. You know, we need to be really, really calm, you know, look at the situation. Sometimes what happens is people just wanna stir up things at home, you know, in the family, just to, you know, for you to keep on having arguments at home. But alhamdulillah, we need to understand the tricks of the shaitan, and we need to start to I ask ourselves that, you know, what I'm doing, is that right or wrong? Allah has given us a mind, you know, He's given us intellect. We know what is right, we know what is wrong. Don't make the wrong decision, or else you're going to be regretting it all your life. For those people who have asked for du'as, and especially, you know, those people who have got family issues at home, you know, domestic problems, you know, disobedient children, then please, please, please try to offer your 5 times salah at home. And make dua for them. Dua, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that dua is a weapon for the believers. You know, dua is something that we can do. There's no time in making dua. Always keep making dua. Inshallah, so that one day our duas will be, and all duas are always accepted. So inshallah, things will change. Yeah, let's make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallamahu ahlu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. All those who sent in their messages today, Ya Allah, for disobedient children, for domestic problems at home, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them happiness in their homes.
Amen.
Grant them happiness through their families and their children. Ya Allah, those who are ill with any sort of problems, Ya Allah, will grant shifa to every Muslim.
Ameen.
Those who are suffering with the pandemic or COVID, Ya Allah, grant them shifa as well. And Ya Allah, all those who had given us messages for istikhara, if they had any evil eyes or anything, Ya Allah, remove evil eyes from them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyir Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We'll see you next week, inshallah, in our program. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill